Welcome back to Eagles Nightly. Now, I don't know if I can really call you the newest wide receiver because you just came back to the team, but you were with the team the entire offseason. But nonetheless, we have Marty Gilliard here in the studio, re-signed with the team on Tuesday. And Marty, why did you want to come back to the team? I remember at the end of the preseason, you talked about the chemistry and your love for this team. Explain to the fans why you wanted to come back here.
Well, for starters, you know, I'm just happy to be back in general, around the guys, back in the studio. But the big thing for me was being here with a set of guys that's just our kind of guys, you know. And when you hear that quote, our kind of guys, you wonder what it might be. For me, it's a teammates that I can go to, I can talk to about anything, off the field stuff, on the field stuff. I can go to their house, they can come to my house. There's no diversity amongst anybody, you know what I mean? You know, O-linemen are hanging out with D-linemen, quarterbacks are with DBs, you know, with wide receivers, so on and so forth. There's not no split groups in the locker room nowhere, you know, and that was the one thing that I love about being in here, you know, minus the offense and minus the stars and the playmakers, minus all that. It was just the type of guys that was here.
Now, how are the stars, like the Michael Vicks and LeSean McCoys in the locker room? Are they still guys that you can count that mix of guys you can go to? Because I know there are locker rooms where the superstars you don't talk to, you don't bother them, they do their thing, and the rest of the guys do their thing. What's it like here with the Eagles?
Again, that was one of the things that was just weird, man. I mean, I was with the Jets for a little bit. I was with the Rams, of course, being drafted there. And the main difference was, because you got Michael Vick. Like, the one question everybody asks me is, how I feel to catch a pass from Michael Vick, you know? And I'm like, well, same passes, same thing it feels like catching a pass from your Uncle Joe in the yard, you know, in the front yard out there, you know? I mean, Mike's real humble. He's like a big brother, you know? The only thing Mike wants is a ring for coach, rang for this team, rang for the city, and working hard to do that. You know, and he wants everybody to have that same mind frame and come in to work, come in every day to work towards that goal.
Now, Marty, you had a very, very good training camp, very good preseason. You had that one highlight catch for a touchdown from Nick Foles. How tough was it to get the call that you didn't make the final 53-man roster?
It was tough a little bit, you know, because, I mean, once you go into that final week, just because I've been around, I just started breaking stuff down, you know, breaking us down at each position, breaking us down especially at my position, knowing what we had, who we got coming back, who's hurt, who's not hurt, you know, so on and so forth, who's actually starting that actual position somewhere else, whether it's not offense, you know, you have guys that started on special teams like Demaris, you know, you had the stars like D-Jack and Jeremy and Jason, you know, so I know that front three was solid. I know Demaris being the starting punt return, I know he was good. I know we have to keep room for Riley, you know, and we Rojo's on IR, you know what I'm saying? So I was like counting. I'm like, okay, that's six. I fall somewhere seven. You know, I mean, you might be able to bump me in front of Rojo making six. But then again, we're stacked a lot of other spots. So I was like, coach, I'm probably going to keep more or less five receivers. And I just knew that. And when I got the call, it wasn't like, oh, God, it was just like, yeah, you know, of course I was a little down, but all in all, you know, I understood the business portion of it all, and I just kind of took it in stride.
Now, some rookies I remember talking to about their cut day experience or what was like waiting by the phones, and they were like, they can't eat, they can't sleep. Didn't you go to Hershey Park? Didn't you go to an amusement park with the family?
That Friday, we all went to the aquarium. It was a little stormy by the time I got ready to leave to go to Hershey Park, but we just went out. I took the fam to the aquarium. We enjoyed ourselves. I came back home. I barbecued and cooked for everybody. So, I mean, it was just being with the fam, you know. Now, it would have been hard now not having the fam that came. They came up that day, you know, and they found out it was a couple hours later. They was on the next flight out and then got to me in a speedy fashion. So it made the transition from going from being on the team, playing good, everybody loving you to – everybody's still loving you, but you're not on the team no more, you know. So they made that transition real good.
Did you watch the game, Eagles game?
I watched bits and pieces of it. I watched, of course, our defense do their thing towards the end to finish the game out. I watched our offense do what they do, of course, you know, find a way to win it, you know, and that's what happened. But, I mean, watching the entire game, all four quarters, no. First two quarters, and then I left for a little bit. It got a workout because I was just kind of getting a little antsy sitting there watching it. Then came back and watched towards the end.
What was it like to get the call from? Who did you get the call from? Is it from Andy? From Howie? How does that go down? And were you like, all right, I'm going to be back. I got a home.
I actually was asleep. I mean, I was dead tired. So I looked down at my phone. I was like, golly, was like, 215, man, what a bill collector want? You know, like, hey, you know, a bill collector, you know. But checking my voicemail, and it was Katie actually had
Katie Joss, who always complains that she doesn't get the props she deserves whenever she helps make these transactions happen. So I want to make sure Katie gets her love. Yeah, so
shout out to Katie. Okay. You know, she actually called me back to back and left me a text message, voicemail, like, Marty, you know, make sure you call us back. This is a call. I think you want to call back. You know, I called her back and she was like, well, we're going to sign you back. We need to figure out a way to get you up here. I'm thinking in my head, well, I could just drive, but, you know, because I'm always on the road like a trucker. But she said, we're going to fly you in. They were trying to get me in Monday night. But it kind of didn't pan out that way. So I got out here first thing Tuesday morning, got all my signing done. And
you're ready to ball.
Ready to work.
Marty Gilliard, from being with us in the preseason, being on the street for all a week, and back on the active roster. Margo, welcome back to the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you very much for joining us here in the studio. More coming up right here on Eagles Nightly.